Hello from Auroville Radio. I'm Nadia, and I have the pleasure to be here in our studio with Loretta, one of Auroville elders, we can say. She's been Aurovillian since 1972.
Yes, 1972.
And she had the pleasure to meet the mother
in person. Yes, I did.
So, yeah, I invited you here to share about your work in teaching Sri Aurobindo's and the mother's work, so teaching their visions, their spiritual work, whatever you have learned from them, and particularly speaking about an event that is going to happen in Italy. So this is something that will interest the Italian community in October in Italy, in Comunità di Etica Vivente, which is a beautiful place in Umbria, in central Italy, where quite a lot of people gathered in the past years for building up a spiritual community, a physical community where they live together and where they also deal with psychotherapy and many other subjects related to life and spirituality. So, what can we start from? We have a lot of things to say. Well, first, I would love to share a bit maybe more about this community, and then I will ask you about your work there.
That's a wonderful idea. I have not been there, and I'd be very happy to know what you have seen, because I know you have been there.
But tell me, when are you going to be there exactly?
I will get there on the 17th of October, and the workshop will be the 18th, 19th, and 20th of October.
Okay. So, well, yeah, as far as I know, because I've been there just once, kind of 1 year ago with my husband, and it was for Auroville at that time. It was to try to make an interview with them. Is that the place is beautiful, definitely beautiful. You're in the middle of Italian hills of olive trees all around, beautiful scenario. It's exactly on the border between Umbria and Tuscany. So landscape is already magnificent and just awesome. There's nothing else to say about it. And what I learned from them is that they do a lot of insight work into psychotherapy, stepping from a teacher that has something related to Jung now. I can't remember the name. It's Assagioli. Yes, Assagioli. Assagioli, an Italian renowned psychotherapy of the 20th century. So they work from what I've learned from this man. But all the psychotherapy work and all the community lives there is based on certain spiritual principles that apparently come from a certain Helena Rörick. And at the time when I went there, there was Stefano, the nice man who's also a friend of Auroville, who made me see all the nice buildings they have, all the constructions work they've been doing, and also the gardens. There are amazing gardens, a lot of work with flowers, so immediately the connection with the mother, and orchards, forests. So it's actually into nature, like Auroville is, after all. So what it would be interesting to know from you related to the community is how much this community, Comunità di Etica Vivente, is close to Auroville in terms of spiritual lifestyle and spiritual principles. Particularly speaking about the masters, the gurus that we had and they had. So Helena Rörick for Comunità di Etica Vivente and Sri Aurobindo and the mother for us. So which links we have?
And the teachings appear to me to be pretty much the same, which I found really amazing. Helena Rörick was an extraordinary woman all of her life. And starting in about 1920, she had her first contact with an ascended master named Master Moria. And for 20 years, she received different revelations and transmissions. They're all in books. You can buy the books. They publish the books. And the, as you say it in Italian, which I can't pronounce, the Community of Living Ethics in Umbria is based on these principles. They also have a Himalayan community of living ethics in Kalimpong near Darjeeling. And their community, I guess you can say, has taken over the home of Helena Rurick. And they maintain a museum there, and they have spiritual visits there. And I don't think it serves to give a list of all the similarities in the teachings, because there just seem to be all the same thing. Mother and Sri Aurobindo had certain things to say about the coming of a new consciousness, and the teachings that Helena Rurick received said exactly the same words, which I found really wonderful.
Wow.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. There were many aspects of, let's say, the way the creation works, to put it very simply, that Sri Aurobindo talked about in his writings and Mother talked about in her talks, that are also in these transmissions that Helena Rurick received. So we are proceeding out of the same point of view, you can say, the two communities, although the outside purpose of the communities is a little different. So as you say...
And the size as well, because Comunità di Etica Vivente is very small, very little one.
Ah!
It's a very, very little one. I think smaller than the Oroville of the pioneers.
I was one of the pioneers. I came in 72, and I don't think there were 150 people in those days, and we were scattered way out over this huge red desert.
Okay.
But we're supposed to be 50,000 eventually, and so, of course, that's a big difference.
So you, when we talked about it before this interview, you were, mentioning this ascended master. What do you mean for that?
That's what they call them. The people in the community say they have received the teachings from the ascended masters.
Is it something that we can also tell about Sri Aurobindo and the mother?
You mean, did he receive teachings from ascended masters? I can't tell you who he received teachings from, but we do know that he received teachings. He kept a diary called The Record of Yoga, and he would write things that happened. And at one point, he got involved in what they call automatic writing, where he would just open his consciousness and allow whoever wanted to communicate with him to basically, their energy used his hand. So he would ask a question and he would write down the answer. So we don't have the questions because he didn't write down the questions. His hand was busy writing down the answer. But we have one that's really nice. I think most people who would listen to the radio know that Sri Aurobindo's teaching is that there is this new force that is descending, which he calls the supramental force. And he asked when the first descent would come on the earth. And the being, whoever it was, moved his hand to actually give the year of 1956. It was going to be either 1956 or 1957. So he was told. And one thing that I thought that it showed us was a tremendous cosmic importance that there is, and the tremendous interest that there is in higher spheres of the creation where there are beings that we'd like to know better about it, but we don't know. But so there was a whole area of interest and work, I think, to get this to happen. And whoever this being was, he wouldn't say. I think Sri Aurobindo must have asked him who he was. We don't know because we don't have the question. But the answer that he wrote was, "What does it matter who I am?" which is really nice.
Very wise, yeah. And speaking about you and the fact that you're going to this community, how come that you have been invited? Who's invited you? Why? For what?
I've had a connection with the community since they first came here. I have a friend who introduced us by sending them to me, because he knew I was here. Sending them means three of the community leaders were coming to see what Oroville was like. And so they told him to look me up. And so we became friends, we got to know each other, and I've tried to help them whenever they have some need in Oroville, because they've started bringing tours of people here. Two of them are friends of Oroville, and they have a great interest and a great love and respect for what is going on here in Oroville. So I'm actually giving these talks in two places. I'm giving these same talks also in Canada. I'm going to a place hosted by a group called the Mother's Circle. Mm. And this is a separate conference where they've booked a lodge up near a beautiful lake. And there will be this exactly the same conference. And when I told the people in the Italian community about it, I thought perhaps they might be interested in having it, because the things were going to be prepared anyway. And they liked the idea, and so they've arranged the workshop. But it's a full workshop. It's not my workshop at all. Mm-hmm. I am the speaker, or at least one of the speakers. And there will be, I think you would call, practical sessions on things that people can do to bring peace into the body, for example, or to keep the consciousness in places that Sri Aurobindo recommends, things like that, and there will be meditation sessions. So it's going to be a full experience.
So there will be other people working in the same workshop?
Yes, yes.
Apart from you?
Yes, okay. Yes. And we have a very nice event. There's a pianist coming who's giving a beautiful classical piano recital, Cyril Murray. He's known for the spiritual quality of his music. So that will be in the evening of the full day. We'll have an afternoon, a full day, and a morning. And that will comprise the whole workshop experience.
Super interesting. And which topic will you cover in the spoken part, in your part?
I'm covering the journey to the soul. That's a fairly popular subject today. Everyone's talking about the soul and finding your soul. And Mother and Sri Aurobindo were, you'd kind of say, cartographers, mappers of the human system. And in a funny way, you could say scientists of the body. Because out of their own experience, they were completely conscious of all the different levels that we have in our body and the connections to the universal levels of the universe and how those things work and what they do in us and what our connections are and should we have them, should we not have them. And in one of Sri Aurobindo's books, he gives this in a very organized way. You can find it throughout Mother and Sri Aurobindo's teachings, some subject here, some subject there. But he has a wonderful poem called Savitri, an absolutely epic poem, which is, in fact, 724 pages long. And in this poem, he rewrote all of what he put in his other writings and his other books. And for 24 years, more than 24 years actually, every time he had a new level of realization, he would amend what he put in the book. And his purpose was to write and bring that consciousness into the book. So in Savitri, there are two journeys. One is a journey to the soul of the world's soul in the center of creation. And one is a journey to the individual soul, which resides in the human heart. So these talks are taking this double journey together with the two characters in the poem who take the journeys. And the introduction will explain a little about here and Mother and Sri Aurobindo, because I'll be speaking to a kind of wide range of people who don't really know much about Mother and Sri Aurobindo and the teachings, and people who are
already familiar with this kind of spiritual work.
Yes.
Is there any chance to get all this here in Oroville as well? Or it's something that you just do for closed workshops?
No. Of course you can have it here in Oroville. If I can arrange, I'll give it during February of next year. It's four talks, mm-hmm. so that's a lot to take up four evenings in February. But we're trying. And if not, there'll be another way to bring it here. And one of the things that I would like to do, if possible, is to bring the Italian version here, because it will be translated from English into Italian. There will be an interpreter. And so if we can record it properly, we can bring it back here for Italian listeners to the radio.
Yeah, that will be awesome. It will be super interesting and useful. Thank you. Is there anything you want to add or discuss about?
Well, I would just say that anybody who is out there, who's hearing this talk, probably just in the European community, but anywhere, if they would like to come and attend the talk, the Community of Living Ethics gives, I believe, a lot of seminars. I think that they're very well equipped to handle large groups of people, and you are most certainly welcome.
From the 18th to the 20th of October.
Yes.
Okay, so thank you so much for these highlights, this introduction to your work. Looking forward to having you here again soon.
Oh, thank you.